Welcome to the MPFFU podcast. The intent and purpose of the MPFFU podcast is to support the mission to improve wages, working hours, and working conditions for its members. This podcast will disseminate evidence-based relevant information, resources, and strategies. To accomplish this, the MPFFU podcast will provide reliable, factual, and actionable information that strengthens, empowers, and supports the MPFFU members and locals through united action. Now our host, Jeff Lassers.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 9 of the MPFFU podcast. I'm Jeff Lassers and I've been a firefighter paramedic with the West Bloomfield Township Fire Department, Local 1721, since 2004. In this episode, I sit down with Matt Saar, president of the Michigan Professional Firefighters Association, and a firefighter paramedic with the City of East Point, Local 1561. During this episode, Matt will provide an overview of what MPFFU members can expect in 2023. Then he'll provide us with an update of the Cancer Presumption Act, Public Act 152, the MPFFU Recruitment and Retention Committee, and an update on the status of the Michigan-only EMS license. This turned out to be a very informative episode that provides a clear and concise overview of the MPFFU's goals and objectives in 2023. Remember, the MPFFU podcast is new and there's always room to improve, so please email us your feedback and tell us what you think about the show, or send us ideas for future episodes to mpffupodcast@gmail.com. The MPFFU is currently seeking sponsors to support the podcast. If your company or organization is interested, use the same email address, mpffupodcast@gmail.com. Also, check out the MPFFU Instagram at m.p.f.f.u. And finally, please subscribe to the Michigan Professional Firefighters Union YouTube channel, where you will find all sorts of great content and information. Thank you, and enjoy the show.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Jeff.
Welcome back.
Nice to be back.
Let's get after it.
Let's do it.
We're going to talk about what to expect in 2023 from this podcast and, more importantly, the MPFFU. But before we do that, who are you? What do you do? Where do you do it?
Matt Saar, president for the Michigan Professional Firefighters Union, servicing 144 locals and approximately 4,000 members.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for your service on everything you do for us. Well, we're going to get right after it. What can MPFFU members expect in 2023?
You know, it's going to be an exciting year. Obviously, we just came off the election cycle, so we have a lot of new representatives in Lansing. So we're going to be working hard to educate them on what our issues are and then trying to move the labor movement, and particularly in the fire service, forward. Those always start with us as our members' health and safety, and then obviously protecting their wages, hours, and work conditions.
So how's it going so far? I know we got new politicians in there. We got some old politicians in there. We're off to a good start, but how's it really going from the inside?
You know, right now, it's still that feeling out period. A lot of them just got their keys to the office on the 1st. So right now, it's a lot of meet and greets. A lot of those were done via Zoom right after the election in November. And now we'll be in Lansing on the ground here, meeting with representatives a lot more here, starting actually this week. Committee assignments just came out. And when we're talking about committee assignments, we're talking about for the state of Michigan through our legislature. So the Speaker of the House appoints in the House. We're going to get familiar with all of them because those are important, because when our bills come up, they go to committees. So we want them to pass out of committee. We are going to be working hard to make sure that we get very familiar with each one of those committees so that when our bills do come, we have those relationships already built. So we're not just, you know, hey, I'm here when you want something. I'm here from the beginning, and we're going to be there for the next 2 years to make sure that our issues are going through.
All right, Matt, that's a lot going on behind the scenes. Now that the real work is going, the elections are over. The people and players are set. The variables are chosen. They don't have to politic to get nominated anymore. Now they can actually go into session and work with people like you. And I look forward to that. So as you do that, how can other MPFFU members support the mission of the MPFFU moving forward in 2023?
So our members should be attending their local meetings and supporting their local. That's first and foremost. It starts at the ground level. And the ground level for our union is at the local level. So support your local. And just be ready, because I think we could be in position to have a positive rally in Lansing for something that we want or need, whether it be the expansion of cancer presumption, para, whatever it may be. So support your local, starting at the local level, and then that'll translate to our state union.
That's great. That goes right into our next topic here, cancer presumption. You just talked about that. What is the Cancer Presumption Act, and are there updates?
Yeah, so we have presumption coverage here in the state of Michigan for firefighters. There's a list of the cancers that are most likely that firefighters do get. And if you are diagnosed with one of those, you are covered as an on-the-job injury, which is great. And we'd like to expand those number of cancers. However, one of the issues that we've been looking at for a long time is also that preventative care. We're going to make it a priority over the next 2 years to get preventative care built into that cancer presumption law, hopefully. And we think that's really important for our members. You know, it's great to be covered if you get cancer, but it would be even better if we could catch it early so you don't have to maybe go through some of these things.
Is that like a lot of the screenings I'm hearing about and how we can kind of introduce them? Because it seems like prevention starts with just looking for potential problems. The screening is the prevention, right?
Yeah, so a lot of our locals do have physicals. That's a great screening in itself, right? Mm-hmm. And then the second one that I've heard a lot about and I actually participated with was ultrasound screening. They do tests from your, basically from your chin to your knees, from males and females, obviously. And I can't say enough about it. That's where it starts. So hopefully you come back, everything's good, but maybe they find a little something and you can go get it checked out and it gives you that peace of mind. Or they, God forbid, catch something. Hopefully it's early.
Right. I can only imagine, you know, you find that little tiny something before it manifests itself with signs and symptoms to become that big something.
Correct.
So I can only imagine where the technology is going. And I only hope that one day these trucks show up to my fire department. I can hop in this tube and it tells me whether I got a spot on the thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And it gives me a recommendation for a diet, maybe.
Yeah. Well, you know, that is a reality. The ultrasound screening that I had, they do have mobile units. And around the country, they're doing that. They're running mobile units, whether it be CT scans. It goes all the way that far. I don't know what ours looks like yet. We're still working on that diligently, but it is something that I think is important for the Michigan Fire Service moving forward.
Our Health and Safety Committee is working really hard on that, I know. So let's talk about PARA.
PARA is the Public Employee Relations Act. And during the Snyder administration, they removed staffing as a mandatory subject of bargaining. We'd like to see that get put back in for obvious reasons. Our staffing relates directly to our safety and health. So we're obviously going to fight to try to get that back. We've already had some great conversation with a lot of different legislatures, and we actually have one that's willing to put an amendment to that. So we worked with our legal counsel, Michael O'Haron. We got the language out, and that is going to be introduced here shortly, if not already. Once it's introduced, it's going to be referred to a committee. And then once it's in a committee, we'll be doing some testimony on that, and then we'll hopefully get it out to the floor.
There's a lot of work to be done, but the first step of getting it introduced and kind of socialized and talked about among the people that even vote on it is being done.
Correct. It's already done.
Thank you for giving us that update on PARA. What about Public Act 152? First of all, in your own words, what is Public Act 152? And are there updates and are they good or bad?
So Public Act 152, for the people that may not know what it is that's listening to the podcast, that regards to public employees' health care. Each municipality has three options that they have to take when dealing with healthcare for their employees. They can opt out of it, of 152, which means they can do absolutely do nothing and they're good, and that's according to the law. 80-20 cost share, 80% by the employer, 20% by the employee, or it can be off the hard cap number, which is set by the state every year. So the update on that would be, obviously, we think this should be a negotiable item. Right now, it's not negotiable. And we have our members are paying this just based on what their employer says what they're going to do. We believe that that is something that should be negotiable. Our legal counsel, Michael O'Haron, actually brought this to me and said, hey, this is something that I think we can get in there. We don't believe that completely overturning Public Act 152 is possible right now. I don't think that there's a lot of movement in the legislature on that for us as we speak, but at least we can get to the point where it's negotiable. It'll be a mandatory subject of bargaining so we can negotiate that with the employer. You know, it's not perfect. Of course, we'd like to see that just gone, but at the end of the day, the healthcare costs are still there and we're still going to have to bargain those with our employer.
And when can we expect something like that to maybe take effect?
That's something that we don't know. We're working right now. That's part of our efforts in Lansing.
Is another one, you've socialized the idea, getting it on the floor, talking about it, getting people working on it.
Yeah, we're hoping to find somebody to take that.
All right, so moving on from that one, what's new with the MPFFU Recruitment and Retention Committee?
Scott Kricke is the chair of the Recruitment and Retention Committee. He's working super hard. He's got the committee rolling. Every single one of those members are involved. Recently, at our last committee meetings, they rolled out our posters.
Dude, they're awesome.
And
they're cool.
You know, I know they're being distributed literally across the entire state. MPFFUcareers.org is up and running. They're doing a fantastic job. They're getting it out there. And, you know, quite frankly, they're benefiting the entire fire service.
They really are.
Obviously, our union firefighters is our mission and supporting them and the things that we do there. But as everybody knows, right now we have a recruitment problem. and we need to fill our ranks here in the state of Michigan in our full-time career fire departments. We're still looking at about 400 open positions across the state. I see what Scott's doing and his committee and the hard work that they're putting in. And it's definitely, I believe it's paying off. If you look at our Instagram page, it started out with less than 20 followers, and I think they're right around 1,000 right now.
Yeah. And shout out Amanda West. She's killing it.
Less than 6 months, she's done that. So great job to her and her committee. We're getting a lot of positive feedback and appreciate everything that they're doing.
Yeah, they're killing it. Great job, guys. All right, what about this Michigan-only EMS license? This was a hot topic in 2022. Yeah. For the EMS nerds out there, we're kind of aware of it. Give everybody just a quick update. Yeah. What do you mean Michigan EMS license, and are there updates?
Currently, right now, for the state of Michigan to be licensed as a paramedic, you have to have the national registry, which they've been doing now for almost close to over 20 years, I believe. Prior to that, it was the state of Michigan license. We are not trying to get rid of the national registry. We don't have a problem with the national registry, but what we see here in the state of Michigan, it takes a very long time through the accreditation process. As you've heard on prior podcasts, the number of schools that were able to deliver the paramedic program dwindled. I mean, it dropped to less than 10 at one point from, you know, over 100. When we say the state of Michigan license, we want to take off some of the accreditation process, not the schooling, not the amount of hours they go to school, but the accreditation process that took away some of those mom and pop organizations that were teaching the paramedic class. And that didn't get done last session and with the last legislature. We do have commitment from Senator Hertel that he is going to reintroduce the Michigan-only license. And that's going to, I think, going to be another spoke in the wheel to help our recruitment and retention as well. It's not the silver bullet. It's not going to fix it overnight. But what it's going to do is allow, hopefully, for us to get paramedics trained faster. It'll take away some of those regulations where some of our larger fire departments in a region, they can teach a paramedic class and bring people in and teach them right in-house. Right now, that, quite frankly, is not possible. So we're hoping to get back to that.
Thank you. That was a great update. All right, man. So in 2023, there are likely a lot of locals getting ready to renew their contract. You know, every year, there's a pile of them. You start to get the phone calls probably in the fall. Hey, we're gearing up. We're getting there. So what resources are available to locals as they get ready to enter collective bargaining?
Yeah. So the resources that they have available to them through the IFF and the MPFFU is obviously educational seminars and conferences. We just had one in Indianapolis with DVP Sanders. It's like a mini ALT. We have ALTs coming up on January 28th in Las Vegas. Obviously, if you haven't registered for it now, it's a little bit late. The hotels are sold out. But put on your calendars for next year. You know, ALT, the one in Cincy. Our MPFFU Education Committee is looking to put on a seminar here in the state of Michigan. We don't know what that looks like yet, but we haven't had one in a while, but we definitely know it's needed. The other resources you have are your DVP. So reach out to your district vice president. You should start gathering things for your contract negotiations. The day you sign the contract, you're starting to work on the next one, right? So you're, hey, found something in the contract we don't like. Let's write that down, take our notes, start working on it.
Is there a better time to know what you don't like about the contract objectively than right when you finish it?
Yeah, right.
That's you can make a nice list, sign it, and then like let's make the list for the next one and go from there in 2 months.
You certainly could. And then obviously one of the most important things to do is meet with your legal counsel. Sit down with them, let them go over your contract, let them tell you what they don't like about it. They see contracts for labor unions every day, and they're going over them, and they have the ability to see all the good things and the bad things throughout the state. So it's important to sit down with them and just go over what might be beneficial to you and your members in the next contract.
As we close out, any words for 2023 to your members of the MPFFU?
All right, the mantra's probably been the same from the very beginning, which is support your local. For our general membership, you know, supporting your local is the best thing you can do. Get involved in the charity events, you know, your camaraderie, that's going to help. And then in turn, the local e-boards pass along the information that comes from the MPFFU. And if you need any more information, feel free to reach out. That's what our DVPs are here for. So make sure that anything that you need or you think that's lacking, you need to let us know and let your DVP know. And they'll pass it along to myself and Terry. And we're going to continue to keep working hard for the members in 2023.
Right on, man. Well, thank you. Keep up the good work. And I'll get you a cooler room next time.
I like it.
You're not sweaty. That's cool.
That is all for the show today, everybody. Thank you to Matt Saar for joining me on the 9th episode of the MPFFU podcast. This turned out to be a very informative episode, and Matt provided a very clear and concise overview of what the MPFFU members can expect in 2023. I hope all of our listeners enjoyed the show. Remember, this is a new show and there's always room to improve, so please email us your feedback, tell us what you think about the show, or send us ideas for future episodes to mpffupodcast@gmail.com. Also, check out the MPFFU Instagram account at m.p.f.f.u. And finally, please subscribe to the MPFFU YouTube channel. You can find all sorts of great stuff there. Have a great day.